How many like ESL classes do you take?
You mean how many different classes?
Yeah.
I took 4 classes in Nashville State Community College.
Yeah.
And this class.
Oh, 4 at the Nashville State and one is the ESL. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So what are the 4 courses you take at the?
Listening and speaking.
Yeah.
Writing, grammar, and reading.
Okay. So for what reason you want to take those courses? For GES, or like which areas do you want to improve your English?
Actually, I want to improve all the kind of skills, and also speaking.
Okay. Mm. So when you registered for this class, like what do you expect from this class?
I think I got enough grammar and writing course in the State Community College, so
yeah.
I thought that I need some more conversation.
Okay.
But it's hard to meet someone who speaks English with me.
Okay.
So
you need more like opportunities to talk, more conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want the opportunity to speak with like or someone with similar backgrounds or with native speakers? Which kind of opportunity do you prefer?
With native speakers.
Okay.
Because in my school, there is lots of students who is same level with me, but they are all came from different countries.
Yeah.
They all have different accents.
Oh,
it's too hard to understand them.
Oh, accented, like English.
But I think native speakers accent is better to understand.
Okay. So, you said that you have staying in Canada for 2 months and Texas for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that your stay at these places help you English improve?
Just a little bit.
A little bit.
Before I go to abroad, I hardly speak English because I feel very afraid when I should speak English, but after that experience, then I feel free. So it helps me a little bit, but not that much.
Yeah. It's like help you open more.
Yeah.
Okay. And like, till now, like, what kinds of English assessment have you taken? I know for the Nashville State, they probably have given you the
Michigan test.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So how many times have you taken this?
Just one time.
Just one time?
Yeah, and after that, they are they have a plan to change the Michigan test to the computer-based test.
Oh.
So in last semester, they offered if we take the online test.
Oh, okay.
They gave us extra credit for the classes, so I took that one too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you take the online Michigan test too?
Yeah, it's not actually Michigan test, but
it's
online.
Like,
another
version, but similar.
Yeah, it's similar. And on Michigan test, they don't have. Actually, they have listening, but this one. On Michigan test, you took the test at the same time in the room.
Oh, okay.
But on the online-based test, I can do it by myself.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can you take the online test at your home or
no? I should
just the testing room.
Yeah.
But
in the testing
you
room.
Can choose what time you want to take the test.
And then
okay.
I just did it by myself, so if I did it very fast, then I can finish it earlier.
Okay. Mm. When did you take the original, like Michigan, the paper test?
Last July. August.
When you first came here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they're based on your test result to put you to level 4, I think?
Actually, I got 3 of level 4 and 1 of level 3.
Okay.
Actually, they said I'm between level 3 and level 4, but they only have level 4 different levels, so if I I should take the 1 year course, but if I take level four at that time, then in this semester I can't go anywhere. So I took level three.
Okay. So the total score is 3 out of 5. You just have the only this overall score. You don't have the like a specific score for specific area, like specific skill. No?
They
just
said
a general score.
Yeah, and they said, I mean, when I took the test, I'm in level four for listening, reading and writing, and then grammar is between level three and level four. They
said. Did you get the like the test report?
No.
Oh, they just tell you that
which level you are and which courses you should take.
Do they communicate with you when they decide to put you in certain level? Do they have some
No,
informal?
just tell me whichever you are, then you should register the level while you are.
Okay. Do you think like those tests, the Michigan test, like truly reflect your skills? Do you think they are reliable? Or
Yeah, pretty
probably
much.
For example, you think your speaking is higher than the score you get?
No.
You think they are reliable?
Yeah.
Okay. So why do you learn English here? Like, what purpose? To just improve your English or to get better English in order to be competitive in your job market back home? Or
actually, I came here with my husband because he should go to the law school. So, but I was working at Korean Copyright Commission in my country, and now I'm taking a leave of absence. When I go back to my country, I should work at the international department.
Okay.
Because I took the leave of absence for studying English.
Okay.
So, and someday I would like to transfer to our overseas branch.
Which branch?
Overseas branch.
Overseas?
Yes. So we have some branches in other country.
Overseas kind? Okay. Yeah.
So someday I would like to transfer.
Okay.
To
so the English proficiency is like an advantage when you look for job back home. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, which kind of English do you value? Is conversational English or is just academic English, or you want to improve both? Or
I want to improve both, of course.
Or at least like communication and also you written reading. Okay. And how do you define like your level of acculturation? Like, how do you adjust yourself to the new environment? Do you adjust to this well or not well? What do you think of that?
You mean, I think whichever I am, and is it?
Yeah, I mean, do you feel that you adjust to the culture, the living style here very well? How long did it take to adjust to the life tempo here?
It doesn't take
you mentioned that you've been staying like in so what do you do for when you stay in those two places, just for exchange or other personal reason?
Actually it was study English.
So when you staying in Canada and Texas, it's all for studying English?
Your
personal willingness or it's just like company assign you to
At the time I was a university student.
Okay. So it's like a part of the university exchange program?
No.
I want to do this for
I just took the ESL class there.
Okay. Is that you took those in your summer times, the summer break, or just during the course?
Canada one is I went there on my summer vacation and I took a 1 year break when I was university. At the time I went to the Texas.
Cool. I think you have very strong determination to learn English well. So I hope you can English progress well.
Yeah, I hope so.
Thanks. Really, thanks.
You're right.
Hope you happy Valentine's Day.
You too.
Hope you get some nice presents.
I'll tell my husband.
Okay, thank you.
See you.
Yeah, have a good night. Yeah.